Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
The census officials arrived at dawn. Three of them, with faces like stone tablets and hearts to match. They set up in our courtyard like conquering generals, though all they conquered was administrative record-keeping. Rome wanted to count us, to measure exactly how much they could squeeze from our pockets and our lives. And we had no choice but to line up and be counted.
They call it counting, as if numbers don't bruise. As if ink has no weight. Rome doesn't shout, Rome doesn't rush. Rome arrives early and stays.
Stand, wait,
answer. They ask where you were born, so they can remind you you don't belong there anymore.
Name, age, land, tax,
stand still.
Next.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bartholomew Bar Jonas, merchant of Alexandria, purveyor of the finest Egyptian cotton.
Ancestral city?
Well, my family originally hailed from.
Ancestral city, one word.
Bethlehem.
Occupation?
Merchant, a merchant of some acclaim. As I said, I deal in Egyptian.
Merchant is a sufficient answer to that question. Do you have any property holdings?
I have a warehouse in Alexandria, a small shop in.
In Judea, property in Judea?
None.
Tax assessment, standard merchant rate. Next.
Simon, did you hear that? They're going to charge me the standard merchant rate as my tax. Do they have any idea what I pay in Alexandria? I'm being taxed by two empires.
At least you have something to tax.
Name?
Hannah, daughter of Eli, widow of Nathan Ben.
Widow, children?
One son, Tamir.
Property?
None. My husband's family. There was nothing left.
Indigent widow. Exempt from property tax. Subject to head tax only. Come on, come on. Next in line. Stop daydreaming. You're causing a delay.
Breathe, daughter.
They speak to her like she's livestock.
Ah, yes, our Roman occupiers. They indeed speak to everyone like livestock. That's what we are to them.
And we just accept it.
We survive it. There's a difference.
Innkeeper, we'll require the midday meal. Wine, not the swill you serve the locals. Bread, meat, if you have it.
I'll see what we can provide.
You'll provide what we require. Imperial business takes precedence. Next.
All day it went on, name after name, family after family, reduced to marks on parchment, numbers in a ledger. I kept thinking about what Ruth said, about the Messiah, about God showing up in unexpected ways. If he was going to show up, today would be a good day for it. Today, when Rome reminded us exactly how small we were, how powerless. But the line just kept moving. And no deliverer came. Did they treat you fairly?
They treated me like a number, but I suppose that's fair by their standards.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I've survived worse than Roman bureaucrats. I keep thinking about what the old woman said last night, about the Messiah coming from Bethlehem.
Ruth's words have a way of staying with you.
If it's true, if he really is coming, do you think he'll care about people like me? Widows with nothing? Names in a Roman ledger?
I think if he's truly from God, he'll care about exactly those people. The prophets always said so. Justice for the widow. Protection for the orphan.
The prophets said a lot of things. Sometimes I wonder if any of it was meant for people like us.
To be honest, sometimes I wonder the same thing. But then I think about Ruth, 73 years old, traveling alone, still believing, still watching. If she hasn't given up after all this time.
Maybe we shouldn't either?
Maybe.
Innkeeper, a word.
Sir?
The registration continues tomorrow. We expect the same arrangements, however. We've received word that additional travellers are still arriving. The roads are choked with them. Bethlehem's population has tripled in a week.
I'm aware. We're already beyond capacity.
That's not Rome's concern. However, be advised, any disturbances, any hint of sedition, any trouble with the crowds, you'll be held responsible.
I'm an innkeeper, not a peacekeeper.
Tonight, and for the next few days, you are both.
What did he want?
To remind me that if anything goes wrong, it's my fault.
How is that different from any other day?
It isn't. I just usually don't have Romans making it official.
The young mother, Abigail, her time is close. She's frightened.
I'll check on her.
And the shepherd's wife from Galilee has developed a cough. This cold night air...
We'll find her another blanket.
You too, running yourselves ragged for strangers.
They're not strangers anymore.
No, they're not. Whatever happens tonight, whatever tomorrow brings, remember this moment. Remember what you've built here without even trying.
What do you mean?
I mean that empires count heads, but the Lord counts hearts. And this room is full of hearts that were broken a week ago and are beginning to mend. You've done that, whether you know it or not.
You should sleep.
So should you.
I tried. My mind won't stop.
Mine either.
What's troubling you?
I'm frightened, Simon.
Of what?
I don't know. Of missing something. Of being so caught up in the immediate that I miss the eternal. What if God is doing something miraculous and we're too tired to notice?
Candles burn low.
The travelers sleep.
Another day gone.
Another night deep.
My hands are worn through.
My eyes want to close.
But something inside me wonders and knows.
We've done what we can.
We've given our all.
Opened our doors to answer each call.
But still there's this feeling
I can't push aside, that more waits beyond us, just out of sight.
If the king arrives tonight, or tomorrow night, or any other night, he will not find us sleeping. He will find us serving. We keep the light on and we keep the door open. That is the only preparation we can make. Now come, let's rest in the hope we just sang. At this hour...
Someone's still on the road.
There's no room. You know there's no room.
I know, but please, answer it anyway.
I'm Joseph from Nazareth. Is there any room in the inn?
What if tonight? What
To be continued.